This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, I described the difference between having intellectual knowledge of truth about God and having experiential knowledge. Sometimes the experiential knowledge comes through a circumstance we encounter. At other times, it comes as a result of being still, reflecting on a truth about God, reading about it in the Bible, and then making a conscious decision to act upon that truth. Knowing the Bible teaches that God is loving and ready to forgive anyone who comes to Him confessing their sin is good, but you will only know experientially the joy and peace of forgiveness when you confess your sin to God. His promise to you is found in 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Do you know that promise experientially? Or are you torn inside under the guilt of having failed in some area of your life? You might think your sin is too grievous to be forgiven, but God's Word promises He will forgive if you confess it or agree with God that it is sin. Trust Him, and you will experientially know that God is faithful and just to forgive you. This is true with regard to any truth about God you might consider. Be still before Him, take Him at His word, and trust Him to be true to Himself. Paul encouraged us with a promise in 1 Timothy 2:13. If we are faithless, He will remain faithful, for He cannot disown Himself. And again in 1 Thessalonians 5:24, the one who calls you is faithful, and He will do it. Trust Him.